The Holy Spirit is given to those who believe in Jesus to give us the power to become all that he made us to be. But who is he, this Holy Spirit, and how does he operate? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. So we're joining Jesus and Nicodemus today to hear the Lord's explanation of why he came to this earth, which is, after all, what Christmas is all about. Out of his great love for us, God wants to see us live a life free from sin. Sadly, there are so many today who call themselves Christians who have yet truly to repent of their sin, to turn away from what they know is wrong. And as we saw yesterday, being born again, which is Jesus' precondition to our entry into the kingdom of God, means both repentance, being born of water, and renewal, being born of the Spirit. So how can you tell if you have truly been born again? John chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Don't be surprised that I told you, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants to. You hear it, but you don't know where it's coming from or where it's going. It is the same with everyone who is born from the Spirit. It turns out that the evidence of the Spirit's work is the change in our lives. He's like the wind that blows, causing the leaves in that tree over yonder to rustle. You can't see the wind, but you can see the leaves moving and hear them rustling. In the same way, the evidence of being born again is in the change wrought in our lives through the presence of the Holy Spirit in us. Not merely a religious experience, but a radical repentance and a transformed life for all to see. So, are you born again? That's God's word fresh for you today. Jesus truly came to set us free from our sins, something that he achieves through his Spirit and his word. That's why you can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is christianityworks.com. I'll catch you next time.